Hey, radio listeners. Bored with bland, clear channel brand programming?
The requirement for dependable internet services.
The World Trade Center
sucks. Innovative electronically choreographed score to a spectacular aerial fireworks show.
Can't handle commercials. Tired of repetitive radio? There's always Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM and freakradio.org. Or
Freedom Tower, as it will be called, will be the tallest skyscraper in the world when it is completed. And it will stand where the twin towers of the World Trade Center stood.
Turn off the radio! Turn off that bullshit!
Unlicensed, non-commercial, pirate radio for the Santa Cruz community and for the global community.
So real that the radio will never play it, but that's cool. The enemy's supposed to hate it. What's on the radio? Propaganda, mind control, and turning it on. It's like putting on the blindfold. Cause when you bring in the real, you don't get rotation. Let you take over the station. And yeah, I know it's part of their plans. They make us think it's all about partying and dancing.
I see some enemies. We'd be fooling ourselves if we had an audience this large and didn't realize that there were some enemies present.
Free Radio Santa Cruz, free speech, freedom of the press, freedom of information, free radio.
Our mission, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to house the homeless, to teach the illiterate, to provide jobs for the jobless, and to choose the human race over the nuclear race.
loving, start doing. Awaken, awaken, you're thinking. Start loving, start loving, start doing. Live good, do the good you can. And good will follow,
good shall follow.
And good will follow.
Listening to Self-Defense 101 with DJ Daniel Sun, and I'm in the studio here with a representative from Indie Media of Santa Cruz, Lisa Mastromico. How long has Santa Cruz Indie Media been around?
Gosh, for about 5 years now.
Okay.
Since we've been around.
And what's in terms of the cooperation with Barrios Unidos, how did that come about? And is there, you know, a specific goal of working, the two organizations working together, or?
Yeah, we hooked up with Barrios Unidos primarily because of a concern about the lack of people getting involved with indie media and utilizing indie media. And we thought about who we could connect with that would have access to resources, but resources, technical resources, but also people resources. And so we thought about Barrios Unidos because Barrios Unidos works with a particular community that we really want to reach out to, Latino youth, who we'd really like to see utilize the site and utilize indie media in general. And so that sort of created the first meetings between people that are involved in indie media and Roberto, who runs the media center at Barrios Unidos. And we've been meeting with him over the last few months and trying to decide like how we can work together and what we can offer people and how we can utilize the resources that already exist at Barrios Unidos, the resources that already exist with indie media, and how we can combine the two and get more people involved.
Wonderful. So indie media has been around for 5 years or so, and how's it evolved? How's
I don't know, in hindsight, how's indie media doing these days?
Indie media is doing well. I think we used to spend a lot of time trying to do outreach and getting more people involved with running the site, and then we realized that the site itself really is what indie media is about, and then anybody can publish to the site, and then we've been up and running for a long time. Initially, it was a challenge as far as the people who were involved. As with many indie medias, it was really male-dominated, like techie male-dominated, and that's kind of changed. I mean, we're a really small collective, but now there's two women and two guys, well, including Roberto, it's three guys. So that's kind of cool. It's been a little bit different in that way. The great thing about hooking up with Barrio Sonidos, though, I guess to go back to the previous question, is that people will be able to go to Barrio Sonidos between 3 and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and access computers and resources to upload equipment. And the idea is that we're going to eventually... Soon, we're going to teach workshops on how do I produce indie media, because we've tried all kinds of different strategies for outreach and getting people involved and trying to get people to utilize a site and produce media, and it hasn't been as much participation as we'd like to see, so we thought, what can we do different? And we said, well, maybe people actually need to physically see how you upload stuff to the site, mm-hmm. and how can we make that happen? And that was also part of the initial relationship or an initial meeting with Barrio Sonidos, because we knew they had a media center there. And Roberto's been very generous in being willing to offer that space from 3 to 5 p.m. to people who want to produce indie media. And once people complete the workshops that we'll be teaching soon, and they'll be free and open to anybody who's interested, they'll be able to get an indie media press pass. And that press pass will enable them to be able to access resources to upload video and audio and text and photo to the website. So that's really cool, because we've never had a home before. We've never had
talking about having a physical space
exactly
for the first time in 5 years.
Yeah. And it's also a physical space where people can donate equipment, where mm-hmm. people can come by and learn more about the organization. And so it's really important, and we think it's going to make a huge difference. And also, again, just teaching people. I mean, there's something about doing it for the first time. Like, I remember one time I got an email about an event that was happening at the Resource Center for Nonviolence from Sherry Delgado. And I emailed her back and I said, you should really post this to Indie Media. And she's like, well, how do I do it? And I said, well, just go to the site and click on where it says publish and it'll take you through it. And she did that. And she emailed me back and she says, oh my God, it was so easy. This was great. But not everybody, you know, sometimes people need that hands on. I mean, I'm one of those people.
I needed that exactly. I came to an Indie Media meeting. I came to it specifically because there was a training on how to publish. I learned how to publish, and now I contribute to Indie Media a lot more than I ever had before.
Exactly. So this is an opportunity, not only at the open house that we're having, but in the subsequent workshops that will be taking place, people can learn how to do that. And
excellent.
I think just after sitting there and doing it one time with having people around to help you, people will see how easy it is, and then they'll do it more. And that's the hope. And obviously having a space, so if one doesn't have access to technological resources, between 3 and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, they can go to Barrio Sonidos, and Roberto's there to help them and walk them through it.
Exactly. That's what I was going to ask. So it's going to be open and staffed for certain hours?
Mm-hmm. You know, there's no way you can make people publish to the site, even if they published before, but in hopes. But we'll give them to people who've either completed the workshop or demonstrated that they know how to upload to the site, in hopes that they'll keep doing that. So,
what kind of materials do people upload to the site generally?
The main thing that people upload is print. So people will, you know, create things in a Word document or something and then cut and paste it into the section that allows you to upload it to the website. Photos is another thing that people upload frequently. Video and audio is a little bit more technical, but still relatively easy to do, especially if you do it once with people around that can walk you through it. But I'd say the primary thing people post is text at this point. So.
But also just announcements for events.
Oh, content. There's a RADA calendar that's part of the IMC website, santacruz.indiemedia.org, where people can post any events that are happening in town. That's super easy to do. Totally walks you through it again. The things that people tend to post are, you know, articles about what's going on. And then each article that people post has a running comment, you know, section that can go onto each article. And that's usually where people, you know, post their diatribes and things like that. But sometimes people post that as an article too, and that's fine. But, you know, it's a variety of content, and that's the idea, is that it's kind of everybody's media.
Arguments in the newswire get a little heated sometimes.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
yeah, they do.
But, and you know, from my own opinion, I think indie media has become a lot, just especially in the last couple of years, has gone from being kind of just another indie media or another of many local resources and expanded into something really important in the Santa Cruz community, where a lot of people are checking it every day, and it takes a while. It takes some time to get a resource like that started and make it a universal resource that people legitimately use and
yeah.
go to and respect as a, you know, as a segue or as a place, you know, for legitimate information.
Yeah, I mean, when I'm not in Santa Cruz, I go to Santa Cruz Indie Media to find out what's going on in my town. When I was in Brazil in December, and was able to stop into an internet cafe, I went to Santa Cruz Indie Media because I wanted to know what was going on in my hometown. And that's when I saw where they did the protest at the Gap, where they sung Christmas carols and they projected images of sweatshop labor or laborers next to the sign saying the Gap, which was awesome because here I was in this little town in Brazil. And I was like, wow, this is going on at home. This is so cool. It was so awesome to be able to do that. So even if you're not in Santa Cruz, it's a good way to find out what's going on here back home. But certainly if you're in Santa Cruz, the idea is to be able to have a space where people that live here can post. Actually, though, you don't even have to live here to post to it. Initially, interestingly, when SantaCruzIndieMedia.org was founded, the only editorial policy we had was that it had to be local. It had to be the Central Coast media. It had to be something relating to that. And that has since changed primarily because we changed the software that we use literally to organize the site. And so now we have a newswire section so that things can be organized differently is really the best way. But I don't do a lot of technical stuff for the site. What I do mostly for Indie Media is produce Santa Cruz Indie Newsreel. News by and for the people, not the corporations. On Santa Cruz Community Television, every Wednesday night at 7 p.m.
So there's an Indie Media television show.
Mm-hmm.
That's Wednesday nights?
Uh-huh. Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on Channel 27.
Okay. There's an Indie Media radio show, of course, here on Free Radio Santa Cruz every Monday at 1 with DJ Bradley. And there's the website, santacruz.indiemedia.org. All right. Lisa, thanks for coming by.
Well, thank
thanks
you.
For stopping in. All right, Free Radio Santa Cruz, this is DJ Danielson. We're going to play a little more reggae. Stay tuned. If you have any questions, if you want to learn more and didn't get the information you were looking for, call 427-3772, Free Radio Santa Cruz.
First, designed to love and feel. why can't we keep it free? There are spirits all around us.
If you weep, gonna put you in a trance. I tell not sing out and say, Jah, you don't bow now. Some of your redness will be friends. We'll get up one at your sentence. And the first time, seek knowledge before vengeance. Seek knowledge before vengeance. Seek knowledge before vengeance. Them neighbors and them plot a lot to destroy me. Nothing on idle. The youth them safe. When it's abundant, the Jah them see. Spread out and rapid grass so far I grow. From the clay and rejoice. Look at albino. You have to discover so far I know where it's all. You put the dance chin, not even go. Oh, no.
Hey, can't stop us now. radio.
Yo, hang up. That's police.